Hey, it's Dr. Monica. This is a little audio to explain what I've sent you for the year-end retreat. Reflection of the previous year and just completing it. So there's a couple steps to it. I want to just talk about why I think this is important if you haven't done it yet. Is we want to really take some of the feminine power practices and some of the growth mindset sort of energy and look at the last year and really harvest and bring forward the gifts. So our mind is going to tend to, you know, remember the things that maybe didn't go so well or were challenges. And there is lots of beauty and lots of gifts and lots of incredible moments. And moments where we felt most like ourselves, moments where we felt proud, and we really want to align to those. And the way we do that is bring our awareness to it. So you can, light a candle, do whatever you'd like to kind of set up a nice space for yourself, and then move through this document in whichever way feels good to you. Like to start, I'm just going to go through like a brief overview. Basically to start, it's just really going through the year, through the months or however you'd like, to basically just kind of just get a whole overview of what was significant, any milestones, any projects, whatever was meaningful. And then it goes into a life area review section. This part is similar, except we're basically looking at the year in terms of what was significant in terms of the life areas. So from your personal life to your friends and community to your health, to finances, to just relationships. It's another way to kind of just bring the year, just really get a full view of everything that was experienced or created in the year. And then there's different ways then that we're just engaging with it. We're looking at, you know, what's like a memorable or favorite moment from the last year. And again, we want to work with this somatically, so we're really, really taking in the good, savoring the good from the previous year through the body, and just coming back to, what was really meaningful to us. It's a great exercise in basically connecting to what matters to us, to who we are, when we're most feeling ourselves, etc. So you want to just get into the memory of some favorite memories. And I want to say for the beginning part, when you're going through things, put a heart around things that were difficult, like just actually circle it around the thing, and put a star around ones that were like really meaningful, or that you're like, oh, I want more of those kinds of experiences, or that felt really good. You're going to go into, there's Annabelle. You're going to go into the favorite moments and really stepping into that, your beingness in that moment. So what you're aware of, what were you smelling? You want to get into the senses to really create that. It's essentially the medicine of connection, that you're just getting all that physiology and all that hormonal, you know, good balancing into it. And you're aligning to, to the truth of who you are. And then you go into one that's around power center too, about moments where you felt really connected to something bigger than you or a spiritual experience. And, you know, power center too is all about connecting to the field of life, connecting to a higher power, but it's with you connected to that. So in a lot of those moments, say like you're getting a memory where you're at this, out the ocean, and you're feeling just really like yourself, just full of like, you know, just total possibility. And basically in that moment, you're connected actually to nature in this expansive, open way, as well as you're connected to yourself. Like you probably remember, you can really tap into how you're breathing, how you're feeling, what you're seeing, because you're fully present at the end of the day. So you want to just, I feel like that's a really powerful thing to reflect on, take some time and to write down, so that you have these inner, it's like you're building your inner resources And memories are a great way to do it because you can kind of come into the memory and then your physiology starts to shift into a state of self-healing and into, yeah, aligned with who you are. Okay, so what else? I've given you examples along the way. You can circle it. Just use this however you'd like. Then it goes into, successes and challenges. So just listing your accomplishments, things you're proud of. And when you're doing this work, try to really be like in this real listening, curiosity, kind of soft place where you can remember these things. It's that you might remember them kind of like a beyond the mind thing. Like you might be like, oh, it'll just kind of drop in these memories. And then it's like we look into what made these successes possible. So again, you're kind of going to the truth of who you are, like, and harvesting the strength or the creativity or that noticing that you brought a lot of self-care and that helped that success or creativity or support, resourcefulness. So you're just kind of, there's a big power of naming things to claim them and to bring them forward. So we want to bring whatever of that into forward and reclaim any energy that's tied up. And then, it goes into appreciating your circle of support. So just looking at those successes and just knowing this Power Center 3 connection to others, knowing that, we never do this stuff alone. We don't become ourselves by ourselves, and we're in this field of tremendous support and so much to be grateful for there. So just acknowledging, you know, who is your support this last year. Then we go into challenges after the successes, harvesting the gifts and the growth. So bringing awareness to the challenges. But, you know, I say in there, it's not necessary to go into the energy of them. So you're going to bring attention, you know, to the ways that you are making, like, the way that you are choosing to create from whatever's happening rather than being in reaction. So, what were the challenges that you overcame or are overcoming? And, and who supported you in this or what supported you in this? And what did you discover about yourself? How have you expanded or grown? So as I'm saying this, I'm expecting you're maybe just kind of going through this document with me just so we're kind of doing it together, like as far as just the instructions. And then, then there's a guided 5-minute meditation. Okay. So essentially after that, it's talking about really we're just coming to a space of extending empathy and compassion for the challenges. So it's an integration of the step before of appreciating yourself for having navigated it, acknowledging what it took or what it's taking, the courage, the strength. Again, we just want to keep like bringing forth and acknowledging and naming all the gifts. So it's not like we're making stuff up. They were there. We're just usually, the mind isn't going to really put a lot of attention on there unless we do it consciously. Acknowledge who you've become, the ways things have expanded. And you're going to be like kind of just with yourself, with loving kindness. And if you like, you can do this next step, which is basically to really acknowledge what it took, as well as how you saw yourself grow. Just you can write, if you want, a letter to yourself as if it was from just like the most loving, supportive friend, and just not needing to go into the energy, but really from your center, really extending love to yourself and acknowledgement and just letting yourself be accompanied for any time in the year where it was hard and maybe you didn't have the strength or capacity in that moment to accompany yourself. You're just going back and you're accompanying yourself so you can bring your whole self with you forward. The next step, release the past, reclaim your power. So this is around letting go, around any forgiveness. And just let yourself be in your heart. What is it time to bring to completion or release from the past? What is it time to forgive yourself for, others for? And when you're doing these kind of practices, you always want to be like, always want to like be doing this from your most resourced self. So, you know, get a cup of tea, you know, really come into who you are when you're supporting someone else. If you were to hold some space for someone else in this process, who of you would you bring? Like that part of you, really bring her, part of you that has bigger perspective on things, part of you that extends so much compassion and love to others. Just fully bring her online for this exercise. And then this next one, I love this one. It's step number 7B in the notes. Renew your energy through making amends with yourself. So if you did go through and there's something that's happened that perhaps the other person, it's not going to be possible at the moment for you to clear it up, or maybe it's not something that's kind of resolvable, or that person's not open to some kind of completion on that in any way or the way that you need, you can make a commitment to yourself from that. So it's kind of like you're harvesting and you're making a decision that whatever happens, you know, to you, that of course you're going to feel whatever you're feeling. That's the first step, to be with yourself. But then also you're going to be curious about, how can I use this to move myself more into who I know myself to be and who I want to be more of the time. So for example, I'll give us some examples there. If there's a relationship that you still feel like about, that there's misunderstanding, then the commitment to yourself could be, you know, my commitment is that I will listen deeply and lovingly to myself with the intention to understand. So you're basically bringing whatever it was. I've given you a couple examples there. And you're bringing that commitment to move yourself more from that experience into that. So yeah, so that's kind of the main, yeah, you want to just keep surrounding yourself with the energy of love as you're going through this. Have some tea. Take your time with it. You might take a couple days to do it, whatever you'd like. Just have it be enjoyable. And then there's a couple kind of fun things there, like what are three words that define your past year, the book of your past year, any final thoughts, that kind of thing. And then for the next part, what I suggest for the next part is for you to, if you'd like, to basically make a little like visioning board or soul collage. It can just be like two or three pieces of paper, two or three pictures from some magazines that really bring you into that feeling of possibility or you know, are aligned with your values or what you want to create in 2024, just from a feeling point of view more than anything. And often the pictures will bring you to that. And then on the back of that, I want you to go through the things from the previous year reflection and bring those, the ones that you really, that are really medicine for your body when you feel them, bring that and write them on the back there. So write some moments that were really incredible and like how you felt, or a quality of yourself that you had brought forth or were growing there. So you're going to bring all those things in. So it's like you're going to bring the qualities, you know, of where you most feel like your truest self, and you might write down some of those, where you're most proud, qualities, yeah, that you accessed in past successes and in past challenges, what qualities, and just like write, so you're just kind of doing like a summary on the back of this collage that you made, where you can just like bring like all the goodness, all the growth, all the gifts, you know, with you in this form. And it's something you can, like I have one, it's something that I'll reflect to and kind of bring to, just to really support me resourcing myself and reminding myself of like who I am as like a as an adult, as a resourced woman who's had all these experiences, and who I am when I'm really fully myself. Just that we need that reminder. We need a reminder from others, the reflection, but we can get some of this reflection or reminders from this process. And then, you know, you can be writing what you envision for the year ahead. You can pick a word. You can go into the intentions as much or as little as you want, and the prompts as much or as little as you want. If you find a guiding word, that's great. It talks about the yoga nidra here. Having some kind of I am statement, if it comes up about this year, what you really want to step in and embody, like I am loving and strong, peaceful and calm. I am whatever, badass, you know, creator. Anyway, whatever it is, you can use that. So yeah, and then you can sign the end of it if you want. I believe in myself, my dreams, and my power to create. And when we meet, I would love to either see that collage or just see what, if you got to any of this, what was meaningful for you and supportive for you. Okay, blessings on the year.